the rest of the story. Captain Simon Buckner was stationed in New York City that summer when a bum shuffled into the recruiting office. Buckner paid little attention at first, but then looked into the man's eyes and recognized them. They belonged to an old Army buddy, a fellow the captain had known years before. But this couldn't be the same man, could it? It was. He was unkempt and unshaven. His clothing was rumpled and dusty. His face was vacant, almost lifeless. His breath carried the taste of strong whiskey into the air. Buckner said, "What in the world happened to you, man?" And the tormented tale unfolded. The captain's old friend had been stationed at some godforsaken outpost, had been a captain himself, in fact, but he was so desperately missing his wife and his children, one child he had never seen, that he grew despondent and he started drinking, and the drinking affected his duties. His commanding officer issued an ultimatum, "Straighten up or you're out." But by then he could not straighten up, and so he was dishonorably discharged. He was dishonorably discharged, and he was left stranded, and with barely enough money to get him to New York City. All Buckner's friend wanted to do now was to get home to his family, but he was flat broke. He needed cash for train fare to St. Louis. Captain Buckner said, "Listen, I'll be glad to lend you the money. Pay me back whenever you can." And in hours, the disheveled man was on a westbound train. But this is the rest of the story. Buckner's down-and-out friend was later reinstated in the Army, and the two would meet again on a battlefield in the American Uncivil War, both of them as generals on opposite sides. That battle, the Battle of Fort Donelson, resulted in the first decisive northern victory of the war. It was a major turning point in the destinies of the Union and the Confederacy. And after the battle was over, the defeated general, Confederate General Simon Buckner, met with the victorious Union general, that same old friend who, as a derelict, had crept into his New York recruiting office 8 years before. Now, history buffs recall the public saber-rattling over the conditions of surrender at Fort Donelson, but now let's never, ever forget that when the two generals met, when the two men were alone, Buckner's friend withdrew a wallet from his own coat and emptied it and handed the cash, all of it, to General Buckner. He said, "You will be needing this now." The northern general is emptying his wallet, giving all of the cash that he had to the Confederate general, and he is saying, "You will be needing this now." But his generosity was more than a spontaneous, sympathetic gesture. It was the repayment of a debt of once upon a time, when Simon Buckner was a recruiting officer, when he was confronted in his office by the drunken, downcast shell of a man who had been dishonorably discharged from the Army and was headed for utter anonymity, an old friend in need named Ulysses Grant. Now you know the rest of the story.